Quick rundown. Five stories fast. My Buddy, the 1985 boy-oriented doll, rewired how toys handled gender and even inspired a horror icon. Amelia Earhart, on January 11, 1935, flew solo nonstop from Hawaii to the U.S., mainland, 2,408 miles in under 18 hours. On January 12, 2003, Lisa Marie Presley died at 54, a tragic moment for the Presley legacy. Elizabeth I was crowned on January 14, 1559, launching a 45-year reign that shaped religion and the Renaissance in England. And finally, fans are worried about LaToya Jackson after repeated medical center posts showing a markedly thinner appearance.
That's our lineup. Now let's slow down and roll through each story a bit more. First up, My Buddy.
My Buddy launched in 1985 from Hasbro and Play School as a soft, human-like doll aimed at boys. Instead of being marketed as a toy to fight or vanquish, it was positioned as a best friend, non-muscular, without weapons, around 22 to 23 inches tall. The toy arrived in a landscape still buzzing from Cabbage Patch Kids, and companies were looking to extend that success without reinventing everything. My Buddy filled a gap on the preschool boy aisle.
What's fascinating is how overt the marketing was about gender. Ads and press pieces didn't shy away from saying this was for boys. And a lot of effort went into reassuring parents, grandparents, and store managers that it was perfectly acceptable. Experts and media framing were used to normalize the idea of boys with dolls, easing anxieties about gender norms rather than letting demand do the convincing.
The doll spawned Kid Sister for girls, and it stuck around surprisingly long. Reports show it in stores into the mid to late 90s. Even people who didn't own one still remembered the jingle and the concept. And perhaps most unexpectedly, My Buddy fed pop culture. Early design ideas for Chucky in Child's Play drew on Buddy's look before the character became a menacing doll. It's a neat example of how design, marketing, and cultural memory can outlast direct sales.
Okay, crossing oceans now. Amelia Earhart, January 11th, 1935. She took off from Honolulu in a Lockheed Vega 5B and flew nonstop to Oakland, California, roughly 2,408 miles in under 18 hours. This wasn't a joyride. Weather over the Pacific is unforgiving. Visibility was limited, and the distance demanded endurance and precise navigation.
Earhart's flight was more than a record. It showed long-distance aviation's growing viability and pushed the idea that pilots, women included, could handle the toughest routes. Her solo crossing of the Pacific helped cement her reputation and inspired a generation of aviators who saw air travel as a frontier still being won.
Turning to recent grief and remembrance, January 12, 2023 marked the death of Lisa Marie Presley at 54 from cardiac arrest. As Elvis's only child, she carried enormous public attention, both as an artist and as the steward of a family legacy at Graceland. Her life included creative work in music, but also very public personal struggles, including the loss of her son Benjamin in 2000.
Her death hit the Presley family and fans hard. A public memorial at Graceland on January 22, 2023, drew friends, family, and fans to honor her contributions and her efforts to preserve Elvis's legacy. It's a reminder that behind famous names are complicated lives, and the public rituals of mourning say a lot about cultural memory.
Stepping way back in time, January 14th, 1559, Elizabeth I was crowned at Westminster Abbey. Her coronation launched a reign that would last 45 years and leave an outsized mark. The Elizabethan religious settlement pushed England decisively toward Protestantism. And under her rule, England avoided the continental wars that tore others apart.
Elizabeth's era also saw a flowering of the arts and the English Renaissance, Shakespeare among them, and a defining naval triumph with the defeat of the Spanish Armada in 1588. Her image as the Virgin Queen and a symbol of national unity still shapes how we think about leadership and identity in England centuries later.
Finally, a contemporary concern, LaToya Jackson. Recently, she's posted multiple videos from a Los Angeles medical center that left fans alarmed at how thin she appears. These posts came on the heels of Paris Jackson's revelation about long-term drug-related health effects. And though LaToya hasn't disclosed specifics, the repeated checkups and upbeat social media tone have only raised more questions.
Sources say friends and family are worried. Public figures live under a microscope, and when medical visits become part of the feed, the court of public opinion fills in the blanks. Most of all, people are hoping she's getting the care she needs and that her privacy and health are respected.
That wraps our 5 quick deep dives. If you want expanded reporting, interviews, and the context we only skimmed here, listen to the full episode of our daily podcast. Subscribe wherever you get your shows. Thanks for spending these minutes with us.
We'll be back tomorrow with more history, culture, and the stories shaping today. Take care.